This is Heather with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Fred. Fred's getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. Hey, Fred, how are you?
I'm doing great, Heather. How are you doing?
I'm good. Fred, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your investing background?
Well, sure. I started investing in real estate back in 2003. I do this kind of a mix between part-time and full-time. I'm actually an airline pilot with a major airline, and this is what I do in my off time.
Fred, what inspired you to get started investing in real estate?
Well, back when I was in the military, I got home from this long overseas trip, and I was a little bit still pinging, if you will. So rather than just go to bed, I decided to turn on the TV and sit back. It was probably 3 o'clock in the morning or so when I walked in the door. I was just flipping through the channels, and lo and behold, I see this long infomercial from Carlton Sheets. So I started watching that, and I decided ultimately to, let's give them a phone call and order their program and see what we can get out of this. So I did that, and I got to tell you, I had owned several businesses before this, and they didn't work out. You know, it was a learning curve for me, and so I was a little bit, I was kind of out against everybody at the time, but I thought, you know, I'm going to buy this Carlton Sheets course, and I'm going to show that this does not work. Not trying to make a plug for Carlton Sheets. I mean, it could have been, there's a lot of really great courses out there. But anyway, long story short, I bought the course, I started getting into it, and I was really impressed with the material, and I decided that I was going to treat it like I was getting another bachelor's degree. And so I really dug in and started learning the concepts of real estate investing, and this was all back in 2002. And ultimately, I decided, well, let's just do this thing and pull the trigger on the first deal. And my first property, I bought December 31st, 2003, property down in the San Antonio area. And I fixed it up, and boy, it was just a big, huge thrill. And I started making money right away, and that just sold me from that point on.
So you mentioned that you're a pilot and that you invest part-time currently. So it's kind of a mix between part-time and full-time.
Right.
How many hours would you say that you spend per week on your investing activities? And how would you say you spend most of that time?
Well, I would say that week in and week out, I spend about 30 hours per week with my real estate investing. And, you know, I could definitely get the same results and spend less time on this, but I'm always learning.
Right.
You know, new ways of doing things, and I'm always out looking for property. There's like an endless supply of really great deals out there today. And, you know, I have a lot of fun going house hunting and searching for these really great deals. So I spend a little bit more time than, you know, perhaps I really need to.
On the property that you bought currently, when you did your initial analysis, how did you go about verifying the after repair value and the cost of repairs?
Always get multiple estimates.
Good tip.
And what I did was, yeah, exactly. I basically just opened up the phone book and I started looking through some different contractors here in town. Another great resource is AngiesList.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for your area, you can find the contractors that have the best ratings from people that have used them. And so that's what I did. We got 3 different contractors out to the property to take a look at it for us. We told them exactly what we wanted to do, and they all 3 came back with their bids. And you know, of those bids, we don't always go with the lowest bidder, but we go with the lowest responsible bidder. So
the one that you can trust.
Exactly. Yeah, the guy who's not going to run off to Mexico with our money up front.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Have you been able to find reliable contractors?
Oh, yes. They're all over the place. In fact, you know, in this market right now, contractors are really hungry for work. So it's a great time to be investing in properties, especially the ones that need some rehab work, because these guys are, you know, they're fighting each other to get the job at the lowest price possible. So
right. It
just helps all of us out.
How did you go about negotiating with the seller? And did you say anything in particular that helped you get a good price when you made the purchase?
Well, I don't know if there's like a key question or sentence that I could say to somebody to really motivate them to sell me their property at a great deal. But what I did do was, you know, I just made initial contact with them. And, you know, I think the key is the golden rule, to treat other people the way you'd like to be treated. And, you know, I asked them if it would be possible for me to come out and look at their property, that I was interested in it. And we set up a time. I went out there and met with the seller, a very nice fellow. And what I did was, I always try to be as complimentary about the home as I possibly can. And I really don't say anything about negatives. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is the seller knows the negatives. I don't have to point it out to them. So anyway, we walk around and really, I guess probably the most important question that I ask a seller is, tell me about your situation and what you're trying to do. And then I listen, and I listen compassionately, and I really want to understand what their problems are or their perceived problems and what they're trying to get out of the deal. And I think that that's the most important starting point for any negotiation on a property is to really, I see myself as a problem solver. And so I kind of take everything from that angle.
I think that's really good information there to make sure that you're listening to the seller and listening to everything that he has to say and kind of basing mm-hmm. how you approach the situation based on that information.
The beauty of real estate investing is, the best deals are the win-win deals.
Right.
And, if only one party's getting the advantage out of the deal, it's not worth doing. So
exactly.
That's my philosophy, if you will.
Fred, how did you finance your purchase, and would you recommend that other investors use that type of financing?
Well, as you know, Heather, real estate investing is a other people's money type business.
Right.
And there's plenty of money out there to be used for real estate investing. In my particular case, what I did was I found a bank lender, just a small bank, community bank, in the community where I'm investing. And I explained to them what I was trying to do, and I asked them if there was any type of loan product that they might be able to use to help me out. And I found out that, there's a particular bank that I went to. I had to shop around. This wasn't like right out of the chute. All banks are different. So I finally found a bank that, they actually had they were willing to write an unsecured line of credit for me for my real estate investing. And, of course, they did the credit check, and I have excellent credit, so that was very helpful to me.
Right.
In this particular case. But I was able to get enough money available on a line of credit where I could go in and purchase the property and also pay for the rehabilitation of the property and then turn around and rent it out.
So you mentioned that you plan on renting the property or that you have rented the property. What was your plan for renting
That's
it
correct.
Quickly, and did that happen for you? Were you able to rent it quickly?
It did, actually. Well, of course, every day that goes by, you're losing money when it's not rented.
Right.
But I was able to rent the property out within 30 days, and that was, from start to finish. So the rehab work itself took about 2.5 weeks for us to, complete all the rehabilitation work. And we had a lot of work that needed to be done on this home. But that was just because we had a really good contractor. We vetted our contractors, and it worked out really well for us. And, of course, as soon as we took possession of the property, we were already advertising it for rent. So that's another key. I think that's an amateur mistake to not go ahead and start advertising the property. For some reason, the novice investor wants to wait until everything's done, and then they start advertising it. And that's a mistake, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But at any rate, we were able to get it rented out to a really good tenant. And what we did was we listed the property on rentals.com. And it cost me $70. It was a 30-day listing. And I got some massive internet exposure. And I was basically in a position where I could choose. I had three really great qualified potential candidates, and I got to choose the best of those three. So they really brought us a lot of business. So
you mentioned that there was a lot of rehab on this particular property. Kind of going back to the contractors thing, how were you able to keep your contractors on budget and on a time schedule? Because you said you finished the full rehab in 2.5 weeks, which is fairly quick. So how were you able to keep them on schedule and on budget?
Well, that's a really great question. And what we decided to do in this particular case was we wanted the contractors to give us a bid for just the labor to do all the work that we wanted. And so by having your contractor bid just the labor, it's really hard for them to come back and say, well, gosh, this is going to cost a whole lot more and this, that, and the other. you know, we told them we wanted just a lump sum labor price, and from there we just priced out the materials on our own for the job. Now our contractor, you know, measured everything and told us the square footages and the amounts of materials that we would need, you know, for like the flooring and paint and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And then we priced all the materials separately. So that, I think that's a, that worked out really great for us, and it kept us on budget. In fact, we actually came in a little bit under budget on this deal. So
you mentioned that on this property that you bought the property rehabbed and you're holding it to rent.
Mm-hmm.
Do you focus more on buying and rehabbing and holding, or buying, rehabbing, and reselling?
My company is the Arcus Property Group. We're kind of a new company here in this area where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And we focus mostly on purchase, rehab if necessary, and hold long term. Now, that being said, it's important to have a balance in your real estate business. And that balance comes from, you know, not just doing buy and hold properties, but also doing maybe a couple of flips or some wholesale deals in there too, to put cash in your bank account.
Right.
But, you know, for us, the main focus is buy and hold long term for cash flow. But the flip properties are also really important. Even though you pay capital gains taxes on that money, it puts cash in our bank account and keeps us healthy financially. So,
when you're inspecting properties, is there any type of repair that might make you want to stay away from a house completely?
Yes and no. You know, I think for us, you know, we really start paying close attention when we get a property that we're looking at that has a lot of structural issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean that we're going to run away from it. We know several good foundation repair companies here in town, and you know, we trust them. So, you know, when we're looking at a home that might have a foundation issue, you know, we're going to get them out there to take a look at it and give us an estimate before we actually close on the deal. That way we can really, you know, it's all about knowing what our cost is going to be up front,
right,
before we get into the deal.
And I think having the contractors come out and doing a bid or trying to figure out exactly how much you're looking at as far as repairs and price of repairs, that's a great idea before
mm-hmm.
actually closing on the property and then getting stuck and being like, oh
now
I've got way more than I planned for here.
That's exactly right. One of the techniques that we use when we put an offer in with a seller is we use what's called an option period. And, you know, I might pay them a little bit of money for a little bit of time there to get my contractors in and you know, foundation repair people if we need to. That way we can discover up front, you know, what we're getting into before we actually close the deal. So, and that option period allows us to back out of the deal if my offer price was too high compared to the amount of work that needs to be done. Then we can always back out, or we can come back and renegotiate the purchase price.
Fred, would you mind sharing with us your purchase price, the cost of your repairs, and the ARV or rent in this case on your property?
No, not at all. This particular home, it was in need of quite a bit of work. The people who lived there were really heavy smokers, and it was so bad in some of the rooms that you could actually see the nicotine tar just dripping down the wall.
Oh, gross.
it was pretty bad. But, you know, the key is, as a real estate investor, you know, you can look past that stuff and you can see what the home is going to look like after it's all fixed up.
Right.
And in this particular case, the seller was, they weren't, the home was physically distressed. They were not financially distressed as a seller, but the home was physically distressed and they didn't want to mess with it. They just wanted to offload the property and move on. Yeah. And so that's by definition a motivated seller. And in this particular case, I was able to negotiate a purchase price of $64,000. And this home is in a neighborhood where most of the comparable properties, there's plenty of comps in the area, and the home values are in the 110 to 135 price range. And I knew that this home would be in that ballpark after we were done. And I estimated, I'm a little bit conservative when I calculate out what a after repair value is going to be, and my number came up to be $110,000. The comps that I had my real estate agent run show anywhere from about $115,000 to $125,000 for this particular home. So $64,000 to get in, our total rehab costs were right at about $16,000. And that was all new flooring throughout. We totally redid the kitchen, new kitchen countertops, new light fixtures, ceiling fans throughout the home, of course, primer, repaint, everything. And there was quite a bit of drywall work that needed to be done as well. And of course, new appliances. We had to put in a new garage door, and we sodded the backyard. It really wasn't much exterior work. We had to clean up the gardens a little bit and plant some new plants and you know. But that's all
minor
just
details.
Curb appeal stuff. Yeah, it wasn't really that pricey for the exterior.
And what do you plan on, or what have you rented it out yet?
Yes, we've already rented it out. We rented it for $1,200 per month. The money that we used to purchase the home is on this line of credit, and we got a really great deal on that. We pay 7% interest-only payments per month, which on this home we were in a total of about $79,000. And our debt service payment every month is like $440, and we're receiving $1,200 a month in rent. So we're going to hold the property for 6 months on this note. At the end of 6 months, we have a portfolio lender that we're already working with. We're going to be able to do what's called a cash-out refinance and get that line of credit money back and repay that to the bank. The property with the long-term debt in place on a 15-year note, it's going to cash flow right at $196 a month.
I think the only thing I have left for you, Fred, is if you'd like to share any advice that you have that you've learned along the way for new investors that are just starting out.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess my 2 cents worth would be right now is one of the best times in U.S. history to be investing in real estate. Prices are as low as you're ever going to see them be. Interest rates are as low as you're ever going to see them be. Because of the fallout from 2007 to 2009, there are hardly any other investors out there right now. So it's really a fantastic climate to be buying property. Even Donald Trump himself and Warren Buffett have publicly come out and said that this is one of the best investments right now to get into.